producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, and in fact, David and Lisa, it's like a movie, doesn't it, have already done that. So I have some kind of cool stuff to tell you about being at two separate events last night, which are the opposite ends of the political spectrum, as well as everything else, plus the most heartwarming story I can possibly tell you. But all of that is coming up. We're going to start with David, because he called me very first. David, welcome to the program. How am I to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I appreciate talking to you and the time that and insight hopefully you'll give to my situation. I'll start off with my question because I know that's where you like to start.
Okay.
I want to know, what is the best approach to discuss resuming a relationship when you've taken a break? In particular, in my case, I took a break because of health reasons.
Okay. All right, let me get some more information. So how long had you been in the relationship?
Approximately 8 months, say 8 to 10 months.
Okay. And what was the health issue that caused you to take a break?
I basically woke up and my whole right side was paralyzed.
Wow.
And, still to this day, I wish I had a good story to tell you how it happened. And the doctors weren't exactly sure. But they had to do back surgery, and basically my vertebrae had been smashed up against my lower back vertebrae have been smashed up against the nerves, and the nerves within my right leg were basically dead to dying. It was a struggle to walk. The pain was absolutely horrific. My resting blood pressure a few weeks before surgery was in the stroke zone. It was like 240 over 150.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Were you overweight?
Very little. I would say at that time, probably about maybe 15 pounds.
Okay, so nothing to explain this phenomenon.
No. Now, obviously, you know, when they were trying to address the problem, they put me on multiple rounds of steroids, which caused me to gain weight.
Yeah.
And then because of that pain, I was not able to exercise. And also because of, you know, the high blood pressure and the stress, there was a lot of stress eating. So, you know, between the time of the event and the surgery, I gained probably about 50 pounds. But
yeah, but which is
that was the trigger.
I'm surprised your doctor sort of didn't sort of. I'm sure you were scolded, but in terms of the precipitating event, it presumably didn't have much to do with. So nobody can tell you exactly why it happened.
No, I mean there was a car accident, and I felt okay. Not great, but okay after the car accident.
Yeah, that's how long before this was the car accident?
About 4 months.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure someone's told you about soft tissue damage that can take a while. So it sounds like that was probably the precipitating factor, although, you know, who knows. All right, so you were in a relationship for 8 months. You sort of said we need to take a break because, to take a break because you need to be hospitalized. I mean, in theory, one of the things that one does in a relationship that has some legs to it when there's a catastrophe is that it may be you're sort of saying it's a far, far better thing I do now, but the other person can say, look, you're going through a tough time and you know, I know we're not going to be bar hopping, but you know,
right.
I'd like to be there.
That, correct. And in retrospect, I should have given that choice. The other reason why I was hesitant to have him involved with the health problem is I've also had two heart surgeries, and prior to having any access through, you know, Obamacare or anything else, the pre-existing conditions made me ineligible to get health coverage.
So well, but still, I hear what you're saying. I mean, I hear that you felt you didn't want to be burdensome to somebody, but in theory, in relationships, I mean, just think about if the roles reversed. Just think about if the other, you know, if your partner had said, look, I really care about you, but I'm about to go through this really awful physical stuff, and I don't want to burden you. Presumably, one of the things you would have said, I mean, you could have said, okay, yeah, that's great, if nurturing is not your strong suit, but you could also have said, well, look, I'm not very good at bedside manner, but I'd love to at least keep in touch with you and see how you're doing and, you know, take you to a movie or whatever every once in a while. I mean, the two of you never had that discussion?
No, I kind of took that choice away from him, and that was wrong on my part. It's just everything at that time had happened so quickly.
I got it.
The pain and whatnot was so severe, and I was having periods where I was more or less an invalid. And
yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I get, look, and I think there are a lot of us who sort of feel like what we want to do is share the good times, and with the bad times we become hermits. But it doesn't bode well, as you know, for a relationship, because the other person feels quite legitimately that they're, you know, that they're closed out, and they figure
right.
If you'll do it once, you'll do it again. All right. So how long ago was the sort of ending of this?
About 5 months, maybe 5 to 6 months ago.
All right, so have you been in touch at all with this person?
Yes. We started texting again. He had taken a break off from school, and he's working up to 4 jobs right now. So
okay.
Between the overnight jobs and the other jobs, he saves up money to go to school, and then he'll go to school for a couple of semesters, and then he'll take a semester off to work and save up money.
Okay.
It obviously is very difficult to communicate on a regular basis.
When you say school, we're talking about college, presumably.
Correct.
How old is
Correct.
This person?
24.
Okay. Well, that certainly answers part of the issue. I think you're asking a bunch of separate questions here under the umbrella of one. So let's deal with the separate ones and then go back to the other ones, which is, first of all, I think you need to evaluate whether this relationship is kind of a fun... part of it, I guess, depends on what you're looking for in a relationship. Let me just start there. If you're looking for somebody to hang out with... you may want to find somebody who has a bit more time because and as you know, putting a relationship back on track is much more difficult than the initial, right?
Correct.
The second issue, and the time, the age difference to a certain extent may explain a bit more of your behavior than would be obvious if the two of you were closer in age, which is you didn't really trust him you didn't trust him to take care of you, or you didn't trust him to choose to take care of you. And even though you may have been preemptive, and obviously as the older person in the relationship, presumably you have somewhat more power, that he could have also said, no, you know, I don't care what you want, you know, that I'm going to be there for you because I care about you. All of that is what we call in the trade from the Latin baggage. You know, if you're really talking about starting a relationship again, you have to understand that it's not like starting it fresh, because it's not fresh. It's going to schlep all this stuff. Is this
right.
guy, if you're looking for a long-term relationship, is that age difference, 20 years from now, that age difference is not going to mean anything. But right now, it means a bunch of things. It means either you don't trust him to be there for you when there's a crisis, or that you're not very willing to share with anybody, or that he didn't, you know, that you, because of his relative youth, that you don't think he'd be very useful to you, or that he should have, if he'd been a little more mature, that he would have sort of stepped up to the plate a bit more, independent of your stance. So I think you need to evaluate that, because the thing about a break is this one had some perfectly legitimate underpinnings to it, but there are also some longer term issues here that really need to be addressed, and you don't want to address them after you're back in the relationship, because that's just painful all the way around. So
right.
you need to figure out, is this a guy that really has some long term possibilities, so that you're healthy again, but are you going to trust him going forward? Are you going to exclude him again? Is he so easy to exclude? Is he somebody who has the emotional maturity to be a life partner? Or are you just looking for some, you know, boy toy is not really a fair term, but you get the point. So before
right.
you just, before we talk about how do you put this back together, you have to decide, number one, is it worth resurrecting? And if it is, on what basis? And do there need to be changes? Because if I were in your shoes, I guess part of what I'd feel is, okay, I was a pain in the neck about it, and I was embarrassed, and I'm used to being, you know, the strong one in charge, and this was going to be, you know, nobody's crazy about seeing you in hospitals or, you know, hooked up to tubes or, you know, with your hair uncombed or all the kinds of things that happen when people get sick. But, you know, what am I really looking for here? Let me put you on hold for a minute, which doesn't mean you have to come up with the answer in a couple minutes, but if you can, that's great. At least I'll get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with David, who was in a relatively new relationship and sort of called, you know, took a break because of some medical issues. The medical issues have been resolved. He's been back in touch with his partner, who is now kind of busy. And I'm saying, look, before we talk about how we put this relationship back together, let's make sure that this makes some sense. Because I think there is nothing like a crisis in a relationship. It's not terribly difficult for anybody to be charming and wonderful and, you know, appropriate and loving and all that kind of cool stuff when everything's going well. Presumably, what most of us are looking for, unless we're just looking for a date, is somebody who's there, who's not a fair weather friend and a sunshine patriot, who, when the tough stuff hits either of us, is really there and can be consistent and be certainly a little less sparkly maybe than when things are going really well. But there's a basic character there that says, you know, I'm the same person. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't undermine. I don't take off after somebody. You know, I am who I am, and through good times and bad. So I think that's one of the things that you have to look at, and look at whether or not your behavior on both sides, whether you're really looking for that kind of relationship, which means that you're probably going to have to be a little bit more willing to share even the bad times, because otherwise it's not really a relationship, or it's a date. And whether you pick somebody that you think is capable of dealing with you and still loving you when you're not your most wonderful self. And if so, if this is that guy, and I don't know whether in the 3 minutes that you had or 4 minutes that you had to think about it, that you've come to the conclusion that, this is the guy, and therefore, you know, I need to figure out how to put it back together. Or, you know what, he was great, but when I really look at it, there's a reason that I put a stop to this. Do you have any sense at this moment?
Well, I have thought through this a lot. I mean, one of the nice aspects about recovering from back surgery is that you have a lot of bed rest to think
yes,
about.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. And maybe sometimes obsess over a few things that aren't good. And basically looking at holistically, is this more or less the date or long-term type relationship? I do honestly believe that it was a long-term relationship intention on both of our parts.
Okay.
That there were other options along the way that he could have had or I could have had, and we both chose not to do them for any other reason other than we enjoyed the time that we had together and what we started to have.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, and you don't need to. I mean, I'm not challenging you. I'm just saying I think that's the question.
Oh, no. I have thought of that as well, because I thought, was this a fantasy? Was this something for me to think about that was a happy time rather than the unpleasant time I'm in now? You know, with the surgery, and I tried to be as honest with myself as I could.
Okay.
On that one.
All right. Because that, if that's the case, then I think the approach to him is, look, I think I've learned something about myself and about relationships and about you, that, that my excluding you during this time, in some ways was altruistic, in some ways was incredibly self-serving, in that I should have, first of all, if we're going to have a relationship, it has to have more balance than that, that you're allowed to have a vote, and either of us are allowed to have a veto, but that I should have talked with you about this, about what your feelings were, and rather than just unilaterally deciding that I was going to go through this on my own. Because if we're to have a long-term, meaningful relationship, that's something I'm going to have to stop doing, even though there's a part of me that loves being the older, wiser, sort of guru in this relationship. It's obviously not viable in the long run, and I need to stop doing that.
It leaves you alone.
Pardon?
No, it leaves you alone when you are saying.
Well, it sure does. Not only does it leaves you alone, but it leaves him feeling worthless. So, what am I, chop liver?
Yes.
You know, here
yes.
Here I'm with this guy, and he's going through the toughest thing in his life, and he doesn't want me around. And it's not that he's going to think, oh, gee, it's a far, far better thing he does than he's ever done before. Gee, what a great guy. He's going to think, I mean nothing to him. I have no value to him. So, and that's troublesome. It's not crucial in a casual relationship. It's not much, it's not very affirming, but it's not crucial. But in an important relationship, it's disastrous. So that's number one. Number two, then, it's hard to know whether his sort of playing hard to get at this moment is real or revenge or some combination of the two, which he may be unaware of, which is why you need to be really clear about what you're saying. Of, look, I shouldn't have shut you out. It was thoughtless. It was selfish. I may have said it was for your own good, but I shouldn't be allowed to determine what's for your good. You should be allowed to determine that. And that's, if nothing else, going to get his attention. And then say, let's figure out together how we're going to put this together. I understand that you're busy. I understand. I don't want to intrude on that. But let's see if we can't make this relationship more of a partnership, more of an equal basis for how we negotiate things, how we determine what's important to one another. And if it means that you need to come with me occasionally to a doctor's visit, or I need to rearrange my schedule so I can have a quick meal with you when you've got a free moment, as opposed to when it's convenient for me, let's do this, because I've had some time to think about my behavior, about you, about our relationship, and this is what I want. Tell me what you want.
And in that last part, we worked out well when we were seeing each other.
Well, but that's easy.
You know, right.
When it all hit the fan, though, it wasn't so easy. You excluded him.
Correct.
And I don't know if that's what he's doing now or not. There's, as I said, it may be partially intentional, partially not.
No, that's fair.
Okay.
And I think that he was, you know, at the time that I told him I was taking a break, his, you know, statement to me was, you know, if that's what you need, I'll respect that. Because everything happened so quickly.
Well, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You're sort of trying to make it okay for what happened. And bottom line,
no, I'm not
in a serious relationship,
to me,
it's not. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if he felt, well, he knows what's best. I don't know if he felt, I'm being excluded. And again, what happens in the long run is not necessarily exactly what both of you were feeling at the time. So, I'm just, listen, you asked how to put it back together, and I'm saying how to put it back together is to acknowledge what the problems were in the past and what you want in the future going forward and see where he gets.
Correct. No, I mean, that's kind of what I wanted. And a lot of, you're kind of clarifying a lot of the random thoughts that I had.
Okay, good.
And I recognize this isn't a unique situation. It's just my first time being in this type of situation, and I wasn't sure.
Well, you know, it doesn't make any difference if it's the first time, you know, the fact that it happens to other people is nearly irrelevant. I mean, because some people are going to handle it well, some people not. But that's why we got me here, so I can say, okay, well, here's what's absolutely put in the realm, and here's what's really unusual, and here's how to think about it, all right?
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
You're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr.
Hi.
Joy Brown. Howdy.
My situation, I'm speaking on the behalf of a couple coworkers as well. We have a small office, about 500 square feet.
All right, let me stop you, kiddo, because you hear that thought-provoking yet wildly calming music, which means I'm going to take a quick break here and then come back and give you absolutely as much time as you need in your 500-foot square office. Be right back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Lisa, who is calling on behalf of some office mates in a very small office, which is 500 square feet. Is that what you said?
Yes, just about, sure. And
so I'm trying to think about, so that's like 25 by 20.
25
You're
by
right.
20, yeah, sure.
Or 22 by 22, yeah. Not very big, okay.
No, and it's an older building, you know, so it doesn't have ventilation in the bathrooms. So this is going to be probably a different topic than most of your topics, but we're in a bind here. Because we don't really know what to say to actually a manager that has a tendency of going number two at least twice or three times a day and spraying Febreze, which makes it smell even worse, and then either leaving the office and at lunchtime, like going and then leaving us with the smell or, you know, whatever at the end of the day, does it leaves. And so no one can go to the back of the office for any reason because it's right next to, let's say, the kitchen area. Yeah, so we've already approached it as, well, myself buying a certain product that I heard was really good that could get rid of smells, right? That was worked wonders. So I bought it myself, brought it in, sent an email to the whole office, like, not pointing anything out here, but everyone, why don't we use this if we ever have to go number two because it's supposed to work and it's just not working or she's not using it. But we're getting to the point where it's like nauseating. You can barely sit in the office and it's daily. And we don't know.
What product did you buy? Yeah. What product did you buy?
Just a drop. It's called Just a Drop and you are supposed to put it in the toilet before you go, and it's supposed to take away smell. I mean, I've had, you know, family members that are males tell me that it works wonders. So I was like, well, if it works for a guy, right?
But, the smelly ones, huh? All right, so
yeah.
she's either not using it
or
it doesn't work.
Yeah, for her.
All right, so let's, I'm just trying to think of some things. I mean, I was hoping there was a male supervisor because then you could just say, we're going to make this the ladies' room and the males, you know, is there another bathroom on
there
the...
There is, and it's the males' room and it's just equally as bad and we don't go in it because it's horrible.
Okay. All right, well, here's one of the possibilities, just which isn't going to solve this problem instantly, but it may be that try just the drop. You know, put it in the men's room and see if it works in the men's room. Because if it works in the men's room, and assuming someone's using it, then it's not the product.
No, she has it in both now because she's refilled it. So it's not...
It's probably just not a very work... If it had to be refilled, that means somebody's using it, which means it's probably just not as workable as we hope.
Right. So I don't know what else... You know,
all right.
Like,
so what about... All right, let's deal with... I mean, one of the things that really does work, and I can attest to this, is that you can either buy it as a candle or you can buy it as a lamp, is salt. I'm trying to think where you can buy them. You can probably buy them online. Let's see if I can. It's salt. It's actually made of salt, and it absorbs smells with heat. Let's see if we had salt smell. What would we call it? Salt smell. What would we call it? Salt odor absorber. No, I'm trying to make this up as I'm going along because I have one. And I bought it because it was really pretty and it really works. I use it in my kitchen, to be quite honest, but it would work equally well in a bathroom.
Okay.
And you can either, as I said, the inexpensive one, I think it costs about $7 or $8, and you can put a candle in it. The one I have, I actually have both. I have one that has a candle, just because I think they're great looking. And also one that's a lamp, and as it's just got a bulb in it, and as it heats up, it takes care of the smell. Huh. And the advantage about I'd probably get the electric one just because you can leave it on all the time.
Right.
It has a switch, but that way you don't have to worry about fire or something like that. So I might try that. The problem is you can't really say to somebody, look, this is a public place, and therefore you can only do number one here. Even though, you know, an awful lot of people do that. I've stayed with people like on trips who've left the room because they said, you know, that I need to do number two and I don't want to smell up the room. But it doesn't sound to me that there's necessarily a place for her to go.
No, there's not, but, I mean, I guess we didn't know if we should actually, like, say you don't smell yourself, but you smell horrible, right? Like,
well, but
there's
what,
a
I
window
mean,
in the back that could be opened because there's no way of putting a fan in the bathroom, so there's no fan, so the air just sits in there. So, I don't know, to open a window in the back area where the smell could leave,
is that a possibility?
It is, but we have to do it, right? Because it's going to be hard to say to her, can you please open the window?
Well, why don't you just open it part way and leave it open?
Yeah, it's It's a possibility. Right.
Look,
it's
the thing is, look, my dear, you don't present a problem to somebody unless you've got a solution, right? Because especially because is she your boss?
Yeah.
So, going to your boss and saying, I know you think your poop doesn't stink, but it does. that's not workable. First of all, because there's no solution that I would keep the window open. Even in the winter, because I think, everybody wearing sweaters is probably going to be better than everybody asphyxiated. And I would go find, I'll tell you what, I'm just trying to find what the name of that thing is. Salt. I tried salt absorbent. I can go check on the break and see if I have it, because I have one here, so I can see what the name on the bottom of it is. But you can buy them, in health food stores and stuff like that. And I get the electric one, even it costs about $20-25, I think. But it's beautiful, first of all, and it's a lovely shape. And the bulb costs a buck or two. I think it comes with a couple of bulbs, and you can leave that on all the time. And then I keep the window open and see if that doesn't sort of help things a bit. Because bottom line is she's not really doing. She's not being thoughtless. She's not. There's no place for her to go. If you could say. Look, there's a restroom down the hall. Why don't you use that? And just have a sign. You could put out an email saying, "I know this is that this is the time of year where people go on diets, and quite often diets include diuretics and cleaning out our colon and stuff like that. And this is a really small office, so how about if we all agreed that number one, we can do here. Number two, we go down the hall. There's no down the hall."
Yeah.
So you can't, what are you going to say to her? Sort of keep it all in? That's not realistic. And there's no place else for her to go. So I think for right now, what I would do is get the salt thing. There's also some, Sharper Image has something. And the reason I know about it is because smokers use it. When I say smokers, people who smoke pipes and cigars as well as cigarettes. And it will take odors out of the air. But the salt thing is certainly a possibility.
All right, we will look for it.
Yeah, it's I'm just desperately trying to figure out what we would call that salt lamp. Let's try that. Salt lamp. Here we go.
Joy, I do see just doing a quick search on Bed Bath & Beyond. They do have some things. These are different than what you're talking about, but they're there's basically they call them smells be gone.
We
they're
like
little
that.
gel absorbers, scent absorbers, basically. So,
I would try. The problem is we got to try something other than saying to your boss, you smell poopy. Your poopy smells because, first of all, we don't have a solution for it. So, and if we don't have a solution, here, Target salt lamp. Let's see what we can find here. I just use this and I know it actually works. This is a weird thing. This is a salt bowl lamp. The one I have, look, they're called Himalayan salt crystal lamps, $12.70. Natural air purifying Himalayan tall basket salt, $50. Natural air purifying Himalayan basket salt lamp. You can buy them at different sizes. There's one that's $76. Here's the one I've got. The one I have is called Natural Air Purifying Himalayan Salt Lamp. It goes from $17.99 to $79.99, and that's what I've got. And this one is $19.99 USB, natural air purifying Himalayan salt USB lamp. It's $20. It's out of stock, but nevertheless, that's from Amazon. That's from Target. And it looks like it's got a little wooden base. It's got a cord, and it looks like a little salt ice cream cone. That's what I try. All right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for giving us your spin on it because I guess we never.
I think realistically, she's not doing anything wrong, and there's no easy solution. There's not even a difficult solution to it. So I'd leave the window open, put a fan over there, get the Himalayan salt lamp. All right, and they can send us their thank you note. 855-99 Dr. Joy. We be stinky. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, at least one person has called us. I suspect we'll get more who
yes.
call us. Shane, what was the name of the product that somebody called to suggest?
She said Poo-Pourri. So just like potpourri, only with poo at the beginning. And I guess... exactly. I guess
Welcome to the Poo Report.
Yes. Yeah. I guess this is something that you actually spray on the water, apparently, and it kind of gets rid of the or deodorizes the whole thing. So
I don't know. Maybe what we need to do is have a collection of stuff. Candles really do work.
They do, yeah. And yeah. Even just, you know, like I was
lighting
thought,
a match.
Yeah, lighting a match, yeah. In there. Yeah. Yeah, we'll kinda...
But, I mean, I really love my my Himalayan salt lamp. And as I said,
I'd never heard of those before.
They're really, I'm trying to remember where I saw them for. I mean, I've had them forever. And I have one candle holder. I have two candle holders and a lamp. And the lamp I keep in the kitchen because, especially in the winter, the food smells
right.
stick around.
Right. Right.
And I have, you know, I have a blower on my stove, but still, and it really works really well. So, and you know, what you really want is something that you can keep, so you can keep ahead of the problem. So I think the combination of the Himalayan, and everybody can sort of pitch in as their Christmas present to each other and leave the window open. I mean, even in the winter, you get a little fresh air in there. And, so, you know, but I think the point is you can't say to somebody, I believe it or not, I get the question a fair amount, although it usually has to do more with body odor.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But at least there's a solution to that. This one, there's not really a good solution because there's not an alternative.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do? Have a thunder mug underneath your desk?
What do you do about the
body odor? That's not going to solve the problem, folks.
Yeah.
All right, I have to tell you, just because I, you know, somehow going from poop to this story seems a little bit awkward, but I'm sure going from poop to any story is going to seem awkward, so I'm going to do it anyway. So last night I mentioned to Shane, I had two different events. We're at the opposite ends of not only of the political spectrum as opposed to everything else, and which is always kind of it's kind of an interesting kind of life, to be quite honest, of going. The first one was Tyler Clemente, which was the Rutgers student who committed suicide because his roommate videotaped him.
Right.
Interestingly enough, as I recall the story, the roommate was from India. And interestingly enough, one of the two people who were honored last night was, and two of the speakers were from India, which I thought was an interesting juxtaposition, which I hadn't really realized. Someone else pointed it out to me. But the reason I went is because a friend of mine was being honored, and he asked if I would introduce him. So I went to that one, and then I went to Rita Cosby's 50th birthday party with the Wounded Warrior Project. So they were same dress, nasty night. It was pouring rain, they were both really very life affirming. But I'll tell you the most meaningful. I mean, the speeches at the one where we're talking about how important, you know, that we have to be careful about symbols. And I guess that's what they had in common, which was incredibly touching to me. In both cases, it's very easy to view people as symbols and as rallying cries. But and my friend, who's Stephen Schwartz, was the one who pointed this out. He said that because he and several other composers got together to put some music together to commemorate Tyler Clemente, and he said that one of the things that that became very evident to him was, in addition to being a rallying cry and a symbol, that he was a human being, and that when we lose a human being, we lose the unique characteristics and gifts and potential of that individual. And that our world is made up not of symbols and not of rallying cries, but of individuals. And I thought that was incredibly touching.
Wow.
Then I go to Wounded Warrior, and there's this woman there who is not a young woman at all. And she is the first recipient, the first owner, not the recipient, but the owner of an exoskeleton from the VA. And first of all, this woman, she was a sergeant, and, you know, basically everybody there was hit by... The IEDs, you know, which are devastating.
Yeah.
She survived it, but with spinal cord injury and paralysis and whatever. And so she has this contraption, is the best way to describe it, that allows her to walk.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, this is a woman that she barely survived.
Right.
And huge physical... just devastation. And the combination of kind of know-how and technology and determination and her own courage. And it's this big clunky thing, but it's, you know, you have a story today about the first guy to ride the hovercraft.
Yes.
But this is technology in the service of humanity.
Yes.
And I, you know, it was so touching that And she said, you know, I know everybody badmouths the VA and what they didn't do and what they did do. They gave me this. This is
right.
mine.
Right.
And I can drive a car. I can walk. And it was so inspiring. The combination of this woman who just would not give up. There was not an ounce of self-pity. She may have been a warrior in the military. She's a warrior in life. I mean, she was unwilling to sort of feel sorry for herself, to be defeated. And this huge thing that allowed her, it's like, it's this huge jacket, like, it looks almost like a metal parka, and puts on her back. And I think there was something on her head as well, because I think it deals with brain waves, and then on her legs. And I mean, you know, the engineer part of me desperately wanted to go up and say, can I take this apart?
Yeah,
you know?
right.
And I didn't. But it was just, and what they did was, she was up on the stage, and they actually helped her down the stairs, because it's a bit clunky, and the stairs were difficult if you were, you know, if you had normal functioning. And they cleared a path for her. And she kind of glided out of the room, and it was just heartbreakingly wonderful. And, you know, the same sense that both of those events, even though they were probably separated by you know, a political spectrum and an agenda, but the idea of the worth of the individual and the strength of the individual, and I was the only person who got to experience both.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did. And I guess that was my other thought of, you know, that we've become a country that's so easy to put everybody into categories, and, well, you're on this side or you're on that side. And I, you know, if you're on this side, I'm not going to pay any attention to you, and you're not going to pay any attention to me. And being at these two different events of people that really essentially probably had very little in common, except the most important part.
Yeah.
Which is their humanity,
yeah. Yeah.
That their sense of not giving up, of not giving into the situation. And I guess what I felt at this moment, I don't think I felt it at the time because I hadn't really processed it. But man, you guys, we are the same. And if we could just sort of remember to listen to each other a little bit more, because that exoskeleton was the best of human behavior, but it wouldn't have worked without her courage and her willingness to not give up. So. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.